Welcome once again to Come All Ye. Bruce Cameron with you. 2 hours of folk music right here on your community FM station in the central west of New South Wales, 2MCE. Today, what do we have for you? Oh, yes, some folk rock from St. Petersburg. That's the featured album. That's what it's going to be. So stick around for that. We'll have a track or two or three or four, maybe more. From that, a little later in the program, but we'll open proceedings with two tracks from, I think, the first album by a group called The Alt. The Alt. John Doyle, Noola Kennedy, and Eamon O'Leary.
As I was walking down by yon mill town to view the fair valley did me surround, I spied there a fair maid, to me she looked grand, viewing fine fishes by the banks of the Ban. The time I remember was the sweet month of May, when Flora the goddess clothed meadows so gay. The fields were in bloom, and by nature's command I met with my love by the banks of the Ban. I stepped up beside her, and this I did say, since nature has formed us to meet on this day, since nature has formed us, will you give me your hand, and we'll walk together by the banks of the Ban. It being a summer's evening and a fine quiet place, I saw there the blushes that appeared on her face. We lay down together there in the warm sand, and she rolled in my arms by the banks of the Ban.
Thank you.
two tracks opening the program today from the rather fine Irish trio, The Alt, who are John Doyle playing guitar, bouzouki and mandola, Nuala Kennedy playing flutes and whistles, and her husband, I think, Eamon O'Leary, playing guitar and bouzouki. They all sing. And we heard Willie Angler, a song which also answers to the name of The Banks of the Ban. And then a couple of tunes, traditional one, a Sligo version of a tune called The Geese in the Bog, and then a more recent composition called Covering Ground, composed by a piper named Dermot Moynihan. Yes, self-titled first album by The Alt, A-L-T, Alt. Rather good. Now, what do you know about bypassed admirals? Nothing to do with butterflies or anything like that. We're going to hear a song called Old Admirals. It's written by Al Stewart. We're not going to hear him, though. We're going to hear a group called Pegleg Ferret, English chaps. It concerns Admiral Sir John Fisher, who at the time was Britain's first Sea Lord, the time being just before the First World War. He resigned in 1915 after a contretemps over Gallipoli with Winston Churchill, who was then Lord of the Admiralty. They had a lot to answer for, did Winston Churchill, at that time. Anyway, Sir John Fisher ended up watching most of the events of the early 20th century from the sidelines, waiting for the call to arms that never came.
I can well recall the first time I ever put to sea. It was on the old Calcutta in 1853. I was just a lad of 14 years, a midshipman to be, to make me way in the sailing ships of the Royal Navy. By the time that I was 21, I'd sailed the world around, weathered storms in the China seas with the hatches battened down, made me way by starlight up the coast of Newfoundland, and dined on beer and herrings a while, the waves blew all around. I live in retirement now, and through my window comes the sound of seagulls, and it sets my mind remembering. The evening stars like memories sail far beyond the distant trees, way out across the open seas I hear them sing. Ah, the wooden ships, they turn to iron, and the iron ships to steel, and shed their sails like autumn leaves with the turning of the wheel. And I was given captain's rank, and soon took under me the finest ship that ever sailed for queen and country. Ah, the old queen, she passed away with a newborn century, and I received my calling up to the Admiralty. The sands ran through the hourglass each day more rapidly as we watched the growing of the fleet of High Germany. So at last the great war blazed, I waited with the passing days, the call to arms that never came, writing letters. I'm any old now in your eyes, but all the years have made me wise. You don't see where the danger lies, oh, call me back. But the war, it ran its course, they could find no use for me. And I live in the country now, grandchildren on my knee. And I sometimes think in all this world, the saddest thing to be, funerals, you feel the wind and never put to sea.
Now just like you, I've sailed me dreams like ships across the sea.
And some of them, they come on rocks, and some face mutiny. And when they're sunken one by one, I'll join that company. Old admirals who feel the wind and never put to sea.
Old admirals
who feel the wind.
Now we have a track from Teresa Horgan and Matt Griffin. Haven't played tracks from this album for a while, so maybe it's overdue. The album is called Brightest Sky Blue. Teresa Horgan, or perhaps Teresa, comes from County Cork. Last heard on the program, I guess, as a member of a group called The Outside Track. Matt Griffin comes from County Kerry, although he grew up in London and moved over to Ireland to study Irish music at the University of Limerick and just stayed there. We will hear something that perhaps is unexpected. It's a song by Paul Simon, Kathy's Song, it's called. And then tune from Brittany, and then with it, a tune called the Roscommon Reel. Teresa Horgan and Matt Griffin.
I hear the drizzle of the rain, like a memory it falls. Soft and warm, continuing, tapping on my roof and walls. And from the shelter of my mind, through the window of my eyes, I gaze beyond to England, where my heart lies. My mind's distracted and diffused. My thoughts are many miles away. They lie with you when you're asleep, and kiss you. Undone. I don't know why I spend my time writing songs I can't believe, with words that tear and strain to rhyme. Thank you.
yes, it rolls along, doesn't it? From the album Brightest Sky Blue, Teresa Horgan and Matt Griffin. Those two tunes. First of all, an Andro from Brittany, just dance Andro, no name. Then the Roscommon Reel. Before that, Kathy's song from the pen of Paul Simon. Right, let me introduce you to the featured album. It's called Do You Love? Do You Love? But most people who listen to it would call it something more like Lyubish Litoy, because it's Russian, folks. It's Russian. From a group called Otava Oy. Otava Oy. Which in itself is a bit weird, because the Russian word Otava means after grass, which is the grass that comes 2 weeks after you cut it. Well, the regrowth, I guess it is. This band was originally called Real Road. They used to play Celtic punk, sort of like the Pogues. But eventually they changed their name to Otavayo and turned to Russian traditional music instead. The first album, we've heard a few tracks from the first album, which is the only other one I have, called Pod Aptikoi, was named after their favourite busking spot, street performance spot, next to a homeopathic pharmacy on Nevsky Prospect in St. Petersburg. So it's called Under the Pharmacy, Pod Aptikoi. Interesting group is this lot. They have some interesting YouTube videos as well, if you go and look for them. If you're not going to use the Cyrillic alphabet, you can probably spell the name O-T-A-V-A, Otava, and then the second part of the word of the name is Yo, Y-O, Otava Yo. And we will hear, I think, two tracks. The second one's a bit longer, but it'll give you a flavour of what they're doing, these two tracks. Featured album, Do You Love, by Otava Yo.
Богатые делают, а ты сюда ли, вот убьют. лица белиться, не буду кудри завивать. Ой, Дуся, ой, Маруся, не буду кудри завивать. Ой, Дуся, ой, Маруся, не буду кудри завивать. Не буду с милым я знакома, не буду милым называть. Ой, Дуся, ой, Маруся, не буду милым называть. Ой, Дуся, ой, Маруся, не буду милым называть. Девяносто песен знаю, в один вечер все спою. Ой, Дуся, ой, Маруся, в один вечер все спою. Ой, Дуся, ой, Маруся, в один вечер все спою. В каждой песне по три слова, дорогой, тебя люблю. Ой, Дуся, ой, Маруся, дорогой, тебя люблю. Ой, Дуся, ой, Маруся, дорогой, тебя люблю.
Two tracks from the featured album today. It's called Do You Love? With a question mark. By the St. Petersburg group, Ottawa Yo. The names of the tracks, Once Upon a Time on a High Hill, and then Oduzia by Maruzia. And I can't tell you anything about either of those, because I don't know. What I can tell you is there are 7 members of this band, and they have a guest list as well, people singing and playing various instruments, and there's about 15 guests. And then there's a bunch of school children who sing on one track, 7 or 8 of them. So the members of the band, Alexei Belkin plays reeds and things, fifes and whistles and shalimo and stuff. But we also heard him on that track playing Galician bagpipes. He plays panpipes and all sorts of stuff. They're very versatile. Alexei Skozyrev plays electric guitar and woodblocks. Terrific. Dmitry Shikhardin plays fiddle and panpipes, and the Vladimirsky Rozhok. And I do have to tell you what a Vladimirsky Rozhok is. It's a Vladimir horn, a Russian wooden trumpet, a relative of the cornet. A Rozhok is a conical straight tube with 6 playing holes, 5 on top, 1 underneath. The total length of a Rozhok ranges from 320 to 830 millimetres. Good. Now, why it's a Vladimirsky horn, I do not know. But they're made of birch, maple or juniper. And there's a chap playing a dolly, which is a drum played mostly in Georgia. And considering the musician's name is Jangir Doshvili, I suspect he's from Georgia. Other permanent members of the band, Alexei Skozyrev, I've told you about, Dmitry Shikhardin, I've told you about, Petr Sergeyev. So he plays drums, various sorts of drums. Timur Sigidin plays bass guitar, and Yulia Uzova plays violin, glockenspiel, panpipes, and they all sing. They all sing. This is a very interesting album, I think. Do You Love? It's called Ottawa Yo. It's the name of the group, and they come from St. Petersburg.
He's got the bonhomie of a game show host, and his handshake is so limp it's like meeting a ghost. His apologies are tired 'cause he uses them a lot. His excuses are so lame, if they were horses they'd be shot. He lies through his teeth with impeccable grammar. In the game of life, he's just a dreadful goal hanger. He's keeping all his options open to the very last minute, checking every situation, trying to work out what's in it. Trying to pin him down's like nailing custard to a wall. He's incapable of making a commitment at all. Like trying to knock in a nail with an inflatable hammer. In the game of life, he's just a dreadful goal hanger. Yesterday, upon the stair, I met a man who's never there. He won't be there again today. Well, that's what he told me to say. He's got the natural arrogance of an exclamation mark, and he wishes that his bite was as big as his bark. He's appealing to the referee at every single stage. He's a fuzzy little bundle of impotent rage. Where he ought to have patience, he only has anger. In the game of life, he's just a dreadful goal hanger. His utter lack of humility defies imagination, and he hangs round like a fart in a Russian space station. He doesn't even notice as he sells you down the river, 'cause he's one of life's takers. He's looking for a giver. He smirks, shrugs his shoulders as he drops another clanger. In the game of life, he's just a dreadful goal hanger, and he lives with his mum.
I don't think Billy Bragg likes that fellow, whoever it is. Goal hanger. Some wonderful lines in that song. A fuzzy little bundle of impotent rage. That appeals to me. I know somebody like that. Well, not personally. Just by repute. Billy Bragg from an interesting album called The Best of Billy Bragg at the BBC, 1983 to 2019. And I think it was on the John Peel show that he launched into that one. Goal hanger. Something a little more subdued now. This is from an album by a Belgian group called Mandolin Man. It's four or five of them, I think, in this band. And they've got a few albums to their credit, and you've heard most of them on this program. This, however, is something a little different. It's the title of the album gives it away. Mandolin Man plays Bossa Nova. Cop this. Very sweet. I do like their music. That's Mandolin Man from Belgium, and a track from their album Mandolin Man plays Bossa Nova. Intriguing. Now, you're listening to Come All Ye, of course, on 2MCE, and wherever you happen to be listening, you could be listening on the podcast service anywhere in the world. Gosh, how exciting. A track now from a compilation album called The Songs of Chris Kempster. Chris Kempster was a collector and a writer and a singer in the world of New South Wales folk music for many years, and perhaps still is best known for putting Henry Lawson poetry to music. And he did so with the poem Bertha, which Henry Lawson wrote about his daughter of that name. We'll hear Margaret Fagan singing Henry Lawson's poem Bertha, put to music by Chris Kempster.
Wide solemn eyes that question me, wee hand that pats my head, where only two have stroked before, and both of them are dead.
Disgraced it be.
One of the most evocative songs in the whole of Scottish culture is how Dick Gochan describes the song Fleurs of the Forest. It relates to the Battle of Flodden in 1513, which wiped out the bulk of the young male population of the Scottish borders. Legend has it that a badly wounded young man ran all the way home to Selkirk, carrying the town's standard, and then dropped dead. Now, the tune of the song, Fleurs of the Forest, is now widely used as a lament, especially for those who fall in combat. We'll hear Dick Gochan, complete with impenetrable Scottish dialect, from an album he recorded in 1983 with Andy Irvine called Parallel Lines, and a good album it was and still is. So Dick Gochan playing guitars and singing, Andy Irvine playing hurdy-gurdy, and Bob Lennox playing keyboard with the Fleurs of the Forest.
Come. dönmeyi arıyor da
one song you just can't speed up. It would not work. That's the Fleurs of the Forest, given very good treatment, I'm in my opinion, by Dick Gochen, long time ago, recorded for the album Parallel Lines with Andy Irvin. It was later re-released on a compilation album called Prentice Peace on the Green Tracks label. It's a very fine Scottish label. Now, a trio made up of Andy Cutting, Rob Harbron and Sam Sweeney are doing good things for folk music in England. They've been for a few years now. From their album In the Round, this is The Rising Sun.
Thank you.
a tune called The Rising Sun from the English group Leverett. They're rather good, aren't they? Coming up in just a minute, Isidore Gonzalez. Interesting story about young Isidore. He was a Mexican cowboy who died in England during a performance of Buffalo Bill's Wild West show some little time ago now. And we'll hear Tom Russell from his most recent album, I think, October in the Railroad Earth, along with his pals, a group called the Tex Maniacs, who've also been heard on this program before, right after this.
What you hear on community radio is governed by the Community Broadcasting Codes of Practice. The codes of practice cover matters relating to program content that are of concern to the community, including local content, news, current affairs, Australian music content, programs for children, and the responsibilities associated with broadcasting to the community. They also cover aspects such as community access and participation in the operation of this service. Copies of the codes are available from the Community Broadcasting Association website, www.cbaa.org.au.
Un corrido about me, oh, and Buffalo Bill. A song from my bones in a graveyard in Bristol, neath an unmarked grave on the hill. We crossed the great waters a long time ago with cowboys and wild buffalo. Hey! Two shows a day for the folks of old England in a thing called a Wild West show. Aye, aye, spur wild while the foreigners cheer. Close the fairgrounds down, ride a bronc into town, get drunk on their strong English beer. Wow. Shouting, Isidore Gonzalez is here. On the last matinee, on the final day, my bronco, he fell on his side. I tried to roll clear, but he kicked my right ear. Then he rolled on me twice and I died. Now it's a long, long way from Monterey, Mexico, to a cemetery on a far Bristol hill. Mi nombre es Isidore Gonzalez, amigos, and I rode Bronx for Buffalo Bill. Ay, 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 hanging rattle, caballeros, spur wild while the foreigners cheer. Close the fairgrounds down, ride a mule into town, get drunk on their strong English beer. Wow. Shouting, Isidore Gonzalez is here. Well, they laid my bones in old Bristol, England, neath an unmarked granite graystone. Me pistoles in their museo, boys. They buried my boots with my bones. Now I flew as a raven to Monterey, Mexico, where I'm perched on my old windowsill. Mi nombre es Isidore Gonzalez, amigo, and I rode with Buffalo Bill. Spur wild while the foreigners cheer. Close the fairgrounds down, ride a mule into town, get drunk on their strong English beer. Crying, Isidore Gonzalez is here. What a Isidore Gonzalez is here. Isidore Gonzalez is here.
Thank you.
Oh, well, I don't care if you've got your recording machine running there. I'm having a beer. Yes, that was recorded in a pub many years ago in Connemara. A group called the Raineys, and indeed a family called the Raineys, doing their best to be heard over the rabble. They played the Temple House, the Swallow's Tale and the Sally Gardens. Well, when I say they, probably not very many of them, a couple of them playing that. Good effort, lads. Fair play to you. Now, another track, I think, from the featured album, which is called Do You Love? By the St. Petersburg, Russia group, Otavar Yo. This one's simply called Broobs.
Жали,
There's another one from the featured album. We have probably time for a couple more, or at least one more from the album, which is called Do You Love by the Russian group Otavayo. That was simply called Brooms. And I'm sorry, I don't know what the theme of the songs might be, but I'm sure they're really interesting. I'm sure they are. This is My Finest Hour. No, not me. This is the name of the song by the group Merry Hell.
My Finest Hour, take one. A message to mothers everywhere. If my mother left me alone with you just for 60 moments in time, first with words, then kisses and a single flower, I would share with you my finest hour. But she will not leave me alone with you, not for love, nor money, nor bribe. Over both our futures she holds such power, and she keeps from me my finest hour. My finest hour, my finest hour, she keeps from me my finest hour. My finest hour, my finest hour, she keeps from me my finest hour. See how easily her eyes grow tired when just she and me sit by the fireside. But no matter how soft he creeps inside, soon as his eyes meet mine, hers open wide. And she sips at her tea, looking like the milk turns sour. Looking like the milk turns sour. Looking like the milk turns sour. And she keeps from
with a satisfied mind. once I was living in fortune and fame, had all that I dreamed of to get a start in life's game. Then suddenly it happened, I lost every dime. Well, I'm richer by far with a satisfied mind.
That's the Byrds, the B-Y-R-D-S, Byrds. You remember them? Way back in the 60s. Satisfied Mind, that song, of course. Very popular at the time. Good harmonies all the way through.
From New York Harbor we set sail. The wind was a blow in a devil of a gale. With the ringtail set all abaft the mizzen peak, and the dolphin striker plowing up the deep with a big bow wow, tow row row, fall a roll a ride all day. Then up steps the captain from down below. He looks aloft and he looks alow. He looks alow and he looks aloft, saying, let's coil them ropes, boys, fore and aft, with a big bow wow, tow row row, fall a roll a ride all day. Then it's down to his cabin he quickly crawls. Unto his steward he loudly bawls, go fix me a drink that'll make me cough, for it's better weather here than it is up aloft, with a big bow wow, tow row row, fall de roll de ride all day. Now it's we poor sailors standing on the decks with the blasted rain falling down our necks. Not a drop of grog will he to us afford, but he damns our eyes with every other word, with a big bow wow, tow row row, fall de roll de ride all day. Now there's one thing we sailors crave, that he will find a watery grave. We will shove him down into some dark hole, where the sharks will have his body and the devil have his soul, with a big bow wow, tow row row, fall de roll de ride all day. With a big bow wow, tow row row, fall de roll de ride all day.
Hey, that's a group called the Barefoot Boys, and a seafaring song, Big Bow Wow. Let me see. We've got what time for an Emmy Lou Harris track. There's always time for an Emmy Lou Harris track. From the album Wrecking Ball, here's a love song that only Daniel Lanois could have written. This is called Black Hawk.
o'clock in the white wing.
So from a love song by Emmylou Harris, we'll go to another track from the featured album, the last one we'll hear today on the program, and it's called The Lord Once Gave Me Tea. I suspect the Lord in question was of human form. Otava Oi come from St. Petersburg in Western Russia. They originally formed as a group called Real Road and played Celtic punk. Yeah, punk, they did. And then became interested in Russian folk music and made a point of difference between the fake Kalinka Malinka orchestras, as they described them, and real Russian folk music. The USSR government tried to replace real Russian roots music with that balalaika orchestra stuff, which is questionable. According to this lot, anyway, they don't really carry the main idea of folk music very well. They were pretending to be folk, but they were all fake. Fake folk. Fancy. So, the last one from the featured album, and we'll revisit the album, I guess, in future programs. See what you think about The Lord Once Gave Me Tea.
Служил 40 лет у господина, за порядками следил. Барин мною был доволен, редко он меня ругал. В воскресенье раз в неделю пятачок он мне давал. Раз прислал мне барин чаю и велел его сварить, а я не знаю, как проклятый чай варить. Взял я все на скорую руку, чай весь высыпал в горшок, на приправу перцу, луку и петрушки корешок. На огонь его поставил, все лучинкой умешал, а потом рукой заправил и начало чай принял. Чай мой вышел объеденье,
я раз за два враги бесил. И немного в украшение сверху маслица подлил. Снял я белу понемногу, снес в огонницу на стол. Положил тарелку, ложку, тут и барин подошел. Готов, извольте кушать, снял я с барина пальто. Молодец, всегда так слушай, и хвалю тебя за то. Если будешь аккуратно ты всегда так исполнять, то на праздники, понятно, подарю рублишек пять. Пять рублей, ведь денег много, с ними можно погулять. Даже Машка не дотрога, меня станет уважать. Чего мне наварил? Ах ты пешка, ах дубина, чтобы пес тебя хватил. Долго-долго он ругался, злой по горнице ходил. Тут чурбан ему попался, и меня и отходил. Полетел я вверх тормашкой, аж до самых до дверей. Тебе прогулки с Машкой, вот тебе и пять рублей.
Все думал, удивлялся, чем ему не угодить. А потом лишь догадался.
Тьфу ты! Что ж я чай не посолил?
There they go, off into the distance. That's Otawaya Yo from St. Petersburg with The Lord Once Gave Me Tea. Yeah. And I hope you've enjoyed a bit of Russian folk rock. It's a new album, or new-ish album, 2018, so they're still pumping it out there, folks. Otawaya Yo. Lots of traditional instruments on there, but quite a bit of electricity involved also. Right, well, that's about it from me. I hope we can do it all again next week. We'll go out with a set of jigs, Johnny Leary's jigs, fine Irish music, from a group called North Creg, an album called And They Danced All Night. So you can dance all night if you wish, but make sure you come back for the next program. This is Come All Ye, and I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now.